Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the miracle seed. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon me saying that he's doing a new thing in this season, and yet he's freeing you up. And he's allowing you to come into a time where his glory shall cover thee. His glory shall protect thee. And though you have been through the trials and the tribulations during the past several years, and yet you've dealt with much gossip against you, much words, relationship challenges, the Lord says there is a fading away. There is a fading away of that, and the preparation of something new and something even greater opening up for thee. And yet peace will have its perfect work in thee, and patience shall have its perfect work in thee. And you will see the moving of the Spirit. You will see the moving in the hand of the Lord do some unusual things for you. And I will bring you into a time of advancement. I will bring you into a time of an emotional cleansing. And yet you made sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice. Now the Lord says, I'm going to comfort you. You, and I'm going to reward you, and I'm going to cause you to be favored and blessed, and I shall place an anointing upon you, and I shall cause a divine protection to cover thee. And the Lord says, stay away from arguments. Don't get caught up in that, because God said that is the past, that is the old. And God says with this here, he's healing you. He's healing you from the inside, and he's bringing peace to your mind and to your heart and to your soul. For the Lord says, get thyself ready, because the Spirit shall bring divine covering around thee. And God says, many will turn to thee for counsel. Many will turn to thee for advice. For the word of the Lord comes unto me saying that this is a time of readjustments, readjustments, readjustments. And you will see the moving of the hand and the moving of the Spirit of the Lord in this hour, and yea, even in this season. Glorious things are opening up for thee. Glorious things are opening up for thee that shall bless thee. And yea, even in this month that you are in now, the Lord says that he gives thee courage. The Lord says unto thee that it shall be a time of inner healing taking place. Old wounds could open up, but they're opening up for the healing to continue. For the Lord says, seems like something could try, like a sadness, a nostalgia could try to open up. But God says, don't look back. Don't look back. Press forward. And with this sadness and the nostalgia, because you know that you must begin to move forward into the next season, into the next period, next chapter in your life, but yet there is still sadness, wishing that I could have done this, I could have done that. Now, I don't know what all I'm speaking about, but I'm telling you what I'm feeling by the Spirit. And yet with this, healing is going to be real and it is going to be needed. And yet this is a very spiritual time for thee. For the Spirit of the Lord was saying to thee, prepare thyself, because I strengthen thee. Do not distract yourself, but stay focused. Do not distract yourself from your soul searching with other things, food or other activities or TV or whatever. Keep thyself focused and do not numb your mind or try to numb your feelings. Let them come to the forefront. For the Spirit of the Lord says that there is a shifting and that there is a moving that is happening in this hour. And yea, even in this season. And yea, this is the Lord's work. This is the Lord's work that has done this thing and that is doing this thing. As I look further into the Spirit, the Lord says this is a time of rewards. This is a time of more responsibility. This is a time for you to begin to rest, and yet there will be reflection in this month. It's a time of possible sadness, but be at peace. And yet with that, God says, I will fill you with joy. I will give you peace. And God said, begin to think of the future and let the past be the past. And God says, you've been longing for peace. Now let peace bring about a closure to your heart and to your soul. For the Lord says, plan for the future. Plan for the future. Plan for the future. For the Lord says, even some classes I see you possibly taking during the next several months, that shall also begin to bless you. Classes, classes. For the Lord says unto thee that even volunteer work is going to bring about a peace to you that will also begin to bless you as well. And God says also, don't forget about starting that business. He put a business deep down inside of you too. Prepare. And even something around counseling. You are an excellent counselor, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say unto me. Now, as you're moving further into the month of November, know that November shall be a time of prosperity. That shall be your recognition month. That shall be your power month. That shall be your prosperity month. And in that, you will prosper in business. You will prosper in your financial affairs. You will prosper materially. You're going to receive recognition from some things that you have done in the past in the form of financial rewards and blessings and bonuses or possibly even a promotion. And God says, changes, changes, changes shall be happening all around thee. For the Lord says, Because of your effort, I'm going to reward thee. For the Spirit says that do not let people bring you bad news, but stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. For the Lord says in November it's going to be a time for you not to go into debt, but use wisdom in all of your finances. For the Spirit says unto thee that November shall give you another major push to begin to accomplish some things. Also, the Lord says, begin some kind of a disciplined health program as well. Also, use more security in things that you're doing. Watch your valuables. If you don't have an alarm system in your place of dwelling, get that. Make sure that the car is running properly as well. But I'm also sensing that you're going to be promoted and you're going to receive some money as well, something that has been due unto thee. You're going to make a major decision about your family life as well. Well, I want you to begin to listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'm going to be right back. But also, maybe something could even show up around service, a public service, or it could be even jury duty. Be open for that. Well, listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Kathy. Sister Kathy, I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be something that you're going to move on. I'm hearing God says that you have to go back and revisit some things, but God says that you shall go forward. God says that there's going to be doors that open, that's going to open up, that was closed. And God says that you're on a journey, or you're going to be going on a journey. God says for you to pack your bags, get ready for travel, and get ready to experience something new. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Kathy. I just see you before a gate. I don't know what's going on with that. But travel is your portion. And God says the floodgates are opening up to you. And God says you're going to begin to meet some new acquaintances, new people, right relationships. God says prepare your heart and prepare your mind, for emotional healing is coming forth. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Kathy. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, new wardrobe. Well, Father God says this is the season of the new open doors, and this is the season. I hear Father God saying overseas travel. So, Father God says, prepare your passport for overseas travel. For Father God says, this is the season where you're going to be ministering to many. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Get thyself ready, for great accomplishments is yours. Great accomplishments is yours. And as I go back and look into the month of November, I'm just hearing personal achievement. I'm seeing recognition. I'm seeing God says, do not become scattered. I'm hearing the Lord says, power, power, power shall be your portion. Power, power, power. Favor with people in authority. For the Lord says, whoever rises up against you, God says, they shall not win. They shall not win. And your prophetic gifting shall be very valuable to you. It shall guide you and lead you. As we move into the month of December, circle December the 6th as well as December the 15th. And this could either be 4 days before or 4 days afterwards on each one of those days. Because it seems like something favorable is going to open up for you that is going to bless the works of your hands. In the month of December, I see changes, 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 changes. I see endings, but I see the fulfillment of some dreams. I see God says you've outgrown some people, places, and things, and you're going to begin to let them go, and you're going to begin to move forward into the next season of your life, and you're going to let go of old beliefs, old habits, old ways of doing things, old emotions. You're going to release those things and let them go so that they do not hinder you on your path to success. So know that it's a time of progress and preparation for all the new things that is coming your way. This has not have been an easy year, but God says you have fought the good fight of faith, and I am proud of thee. You have passed the test, and now this is a time of a reward season. A reward season. Don't get too emotionally involved in other people's problems also in the month of December. Thank you for releasing the miracle seed. I prophesy that the favor of the Lord shall consume thee. I prophesy that even in the month of December that you're going to let go of some things. You're going to move forward, and something is going to come to an end. Don't let distress have its place in thee, but move into the spirit of gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And yet God will say unto thee, seems like your honesty may be questioned by someone. God says, take a stand for righteousness. Take a stand for your integrity. You've been involved in this roller coaster kind of friendship or relationship. God says not to worry, because things are clearing, they're clearing, they're clearing. God bless you and thank you for your miracle seed.